The Trump administration says it will soon place a federal ban on bump stocks, the gun attachments that allow semi-automatic rifles to fire faster. Connecticut is one of 10 states that already banned the plastic device that was used by a gunman in Las Vegas to shoot and kill 58 people in 2017. For Guns and America, Connecticut Public Radio's Ryan Lindsay reports.
It's a Friday in Rob Pizzi's gun shop. Central Connecticut Arms is busy. When he's not talking to customers about guns over the phone, he's doing it in person. Slim wire racks hold long rifles on the left side of the store.
We have everything from 22s all the way up to, 300 Weatherby Magnums. We have precision-style rifles. We have sporting rifles, for over and unders and shotguns, things like that.
Glass cases keep an array of new and used handguns secure. The Army veteran stocks a lot of guns and knows a lot about them, too.
We have Glock, Smith & Wesson, Ruger, Sig Sauer.
A customer who just moved to the state from Massachusetts has a question about what to do with his rifle. Peasy says he has to call it into the state to transfer ownership. Connecticut has relatively strict gun laws. It's the 8th state to ban bump stocks. And after the law went into effect in October, anyone caught possessing, selling, or purchasing the device can be charged with a felony or misdemeanor. But Peasy says the bump stock ban hasn't affected his business.
It's not something that I normally sell or stock. So to me, and most people that I know in the gun business, in Connecticut, this really didn't really mean much because nobody really uses them.
Semi-automatic rifles fire one bullet per trigger pull. Bump stocks harness the gun's recoil to speed up the rate of fire, pumping out bullets faster. The Las Vegas shooting increased bump stocks' notoriety, but not their popularity. The small plastic attachments are still rarely used and rarely sold at gun stores.
I kind of liken it to spinners on mag wheels. They're all show. They don't really do much. They're not accurate. It's hard to fire with them. You can't, really fire rapidly with them. It's a novelty. That's all it is.
The Connecticut Citizens Defense League, a gun rights group, opposed the ban. The group says that banning bump stocks doesn't prevent bump fire. There are videos on YouTube showing how to bump fire using belt loops, rubber bands, and fast fingers. That's part of the reason why the group's president says the ban is more of a feel-good piece of legislation than something that will actually make Connecticut safer. Here's Scott Wilson.
The legislation was poorly thought out. I think it focused more on a false sense of security that somehow if they ban bump stocks, people are inherently somehow going to be safer.
Now that bump stocks are illegal, owners can turn them into the police or to licensed gun shops. But Connecticut doesn't know how many bump stocks exist in the state, and it doesn't have a central database that tracks how many have been surrendered or confiscated. 2 months into the ban, the state police say they've received just one bump stock.
We legislate things all the time as a society to say this is wrong, this is not acceptable. And I think
Jeremy Stein is the executive director of CT Against Gun Violence. The Las Vegas shooting was his first day on the job.
It's not used for hunting. It's not used for target practice. It's not used for self-defense. It's not used for home defense. We don't need them. On the other side, it was responsible for killing 58 people. Let's not have these.
Stein realizes the impact of this law is limited, but says it represents progress when it comes to passing gun policies.
While the bump stock itself may not solve all of the gun violence problems, I think it is symbolic of a way that Democrats and Republicans alike can work together to pass legislation, and that there is that the gun owners and non-gun owners and people that are in the middle can work together to pass safety laws.
A federal ban on bump stocks could be challenged in courts, potentially by states that have chosen not to pass proposed bans. State bans like Connecticut's would have to meet or exceed federal regulations. Ryan Lindsay, Connecticut Public Radio.